Folk Day Terway, Dalet, 7, Topschen 1, Sein, Lü, Silber.
Good morning, everybody. We are on the run-up to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Shavuos is different from all the other Yomim Tovim in the fact that all the other Yomim Tovim have a special mitzvah. Pesach has matzah, Issa Chometz, Sukkot has Arba Minim, Sukkot, Rosh Chodesh, Tzkiya Shofar. Shavuos has no mitzvah miyuchad. If we leave aside the cheesecake for a moment, there's no special mitzvah which we celebrate on Shavuos. One of the only mitzvahs which we do in Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz is the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim. This week's parsha, Parshas Nosai, as you've read, the bracha of Nesiyas Kapayim is mentioned in the Torah. I've already once spoken about this, I would like to continue. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph states, Omer Rav Yosi, the Talmid said, Miyom Alo Yovarti Al Divrei Chaverai, never in my career have I ever been over the words of my chaverim? I'm aware of the fact she'eini koyen. I am not a koyen. But im yomer li chaver alei leduchen, if my friends will tell me go up and duchen, I would go up. Rabbi Yosef was stating that even though he was not a koyen, if chaverim would ask him to go up to duchen, he would go up to duchen. Toises of an art says layodari. Tosfos wonders what was his great chiddush of Rabbi Yosi. Tosfos didn't know what issue was involved, was incurred by Rabbi Yosi going up to Duchen. The only thing Tosfos can find is the issue of brocha levatoli. It's not your brocha, you're making it's a brocha levatoli. The Achronim come along en masse. And Baruchim, interesting, the Ramo himself asks the question at the beginning of Simon Kuf Chov Ches, what does Tosfos say, Leyodari ma isi yesh bedova? The reed is not aware of what Israel is involved by a czar, by Yisrael, going up to Duchen. There's a gmoring subas, tafchuf daldum and beis. Ma'u la'alois minisiyas kapayim liyuchsin. The Gemara queries, we have somebody here, a Kohen, we're not 100% sure he's a Kohen. So the Gemara queries, Ma'u la'alis b'nesis kapayim l'yuchsin. If you see this gentleman duchening, can you presume he's a Kohen m'yuchas to marry as a Kohen m'yuchas, yes or no? So the Gemara declares, Tiboya l'man d'oma ma'ali mitrum l'yuchsin. We can query according to the Tano holds. We can elevate a Kohen who eats truma l'yuchsin. Truma is different. If you see a Kohen eating truma, you can be sure he's a Kohen l'yuchas. Why? Because it's a truma l'zor, it's a chiv misa. It's a chiv misa. So if you see this gentleman eating truma, you can be sure it's a Kohen. A zor will do it in truma and be chiv misa. Mashein kein berchas nesis kapayim, which is only a issa say. If you see a gentleman duchening, that is not enough of a proof. It is not sufficient proof to elevate him to the status of a kohen miyuchas. So the Gemara says clearly here, nesis kapayim for a zor is issa say. Rashi explains because it is written the pasuk kois zavarchu es bnei Yisrael. This week's parasha kois zavarchu. You and not Zorim, not Yisraelim. So we see clearly the Gemara in Ksubas that there's an Issa for a Kohen to be, for Yisrael to be Oyle Duchen, Atem Velo Zorim. So why does the Ri in Masechta Shabbos Leyod Ari Mai Issa Yesh Bedova? The Ri queried what is there involved with Rabbi Yosef got to Duchen. I've already in a previous moment mentioned various answers. I'd like to just give one answer and go to an different Indian. The only Yontem Simon Tesov answers the Issa for a Zor to be Eilus his Kapayim is only when he is Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah. If he's Mechavan to the Mitzvah of Nesis Kapayim, a Zor is over. Mashenk, in the case of Gemara Shabbos, why did Rabbi Yosi go up Leduchen? Because he wanted to Duchen? He didn't do it every day. The only reason why he did it here was because his Chaverim insisted. So he was not doing L'Shem Mitzvah. If you're not doing Lishem Mitzvah, there's no Issa involved. That means the whole Issa of Atem Lezorim is when the Yisroel goes up together with the Kohanim, he duchens with them, he's Mechavan Lishem Mitzvah. Mashen Kedir, the Rabbi Yosef was not Mechavan Lishem Mitzvah. In other days, he did not go up to Duchen. His whole purpose was he shouldn't be over Dibre Chaveri. That's called Mechavan Lishem Mitzvah. Sorry?
He didn't make the brocha. He didn't make a
brocha,
did he?
It is not written the Gemara he made the brocha, and some answered Taka that he did not make the brocha. That's why that would be an answer to the question Bechlal. But it's not written the Gemara he made the brocha. What Taisa says brocha levatola refers to the brocha Hashem as brocha levatola. That's a point. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the same answer to this question. In the name of the Mogen Gebirim, and the Mishnah Berurah Sim Kuf Chachas queries it. He says like this: okay, we have a famous machlokes, the mitzvah Srichas Kavonis, mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavonis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, quite right, according to the Madoma, according to the Shittas, that mitzvah Srichas Kavonis. I can understand if the Yisroel, I mean, Rabbi Yosef in this case, was not Mechavan Lishem Mitzvah, I can understand he's not over. But according to the Shittas, Mitzvah ain't Tzriches Kavona, that means you become a Mitzvah without Kavona. Even if the Yisroel was not Mechavan Lishem Mitzvah, he should be over. And the Mishnah Berurah asked that question, and he tries to give various answers. And he asks another question. Similar question. The minig Yisroel opened Yimachse of Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur is written Birchas Habonim, a broch of the bonim. What's the broch of the bonim? Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecho. How can some people, Yekas have the minig every Friday night to bless the children of Yirecho? Or the minig b'chol tfutzis Yisroel is Erev Yom Kippur to do it. Under a chuppah, a father blesses his daughter, his son Yivrecho. How are you allowed to do this? How is Yisroel allowed to say the words Yivrech Hashem v'yirecho if it's written Koy Yisroel Chesbidei Yisroel Atem B'lei Zorim? It's if we say Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, and obviously this Yisroel Erivim Kip is not Mechavn L'Nesiyas Kapayim, so therefore it wouldn't be a question. But now that the Mishnah Berurah brings along the Shittas of Mitzvahs Ein Tzriches Kavona, that means that you mekayim a mitzvah without Kavona, how can any Yisroel say the words Yivarech Hashem Yishmerech, be it Friday night, be it Erev Yom Kippur, be it by the chuppah of his children, he is over Koyis of Baruch Atam Lezorim. The Shittas Hamaritis, the Maritz answers that Kosovoch is B'nai Yisroel, Maritz says goes only on the Beis Hamikdash, which was done B'Shem HaMeforish. But most other Rishonim don't hold like that. Most other Rishonim hold that the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim B'Zman HaZeh is the Raisa, Rambam Min HaMitzvahs, the Chinuch says B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman, and the Sharetzin himself, at the end of Sim Kuf Chuches, says clearly, he brings rice from Sefri, the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim, nowadays is Min HaTorah. So the same Kosovoch Atam Velezorim goes on anyone who's become the mitzvah of Min HaTorah, L'Chayra. So the question is, how can Yisroel use these words, Yivarech, over certain Kosovoch Atam Velezorim? The Guinness for Odim tries to answer. And the Bialuch brings it down and tries to answer that the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim is a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a specific moment. It is b'shas tefillah. The Gemara learns it out of, there's a posik in Parshas Shmini, that Aaron HaKoyin, v'yisu Aaron es yodov elohom v'yavorcheim. From there, the Gemara learns of the inyan of Birchas Kapayim, Nesiyas Kapayim. How do we know you have to lift up your hands? In Parshas Nos, just in Yivarechecho. So there's a posik, Vayiso Aaron es yodo v'elhom v'yavarchim. V'yered ma'asoyis ha'chatos v'oilo. From this posik, the Gemara learns out and say to various halachas. First halach is, Nesiyas Kapayim is literally Nesiyas Kapayim, lift up your hands. The second halach is, where is the place of this? Of this Nesiyas Kapayim is in the Beis Hamikdash. It was after the avoid of the Korban Tumah Vayered Masayis, and Bisman Azeh Tosis says clearly, the mitzvah nesis kapoim is achrei avoid, that means after it say. Therefore, the Gemara says beforeish in shoyta, kol koil shein oile ba'avoide, any koil whose mitzvah bas has not started going up to the place of the deceased kapayim by avoider, but it says shuvein oile, because the mitzvah starts by avoider. We do not duch by avoider because it's written by yered masayis zachatos. After the kohen went down from making karbonis, he did this berachos kaharim. So similarly, in bisman hazeh when berachos kaharim deraisa, the mitzvah is Acher avoider. That means the kohenim go up by avoider, which is called avoider, and afterwards the mitzvah of the deceased kapayim takes place. So since the mitzvah of Nesi'is Kapayim is b'avoides b'tfilim in HaTorah, therefore, if a father gets up Erev Yom Kippur sh'loi b'shas tfilah, he won't be over, because it's not the zman of, it's not the zman of and it's not b'shas tfilah, not only not the zman. The mitzvah of Nesi'is Kapayim is b'shas tfilah. A kohen will get up stam sh'loi b'shas tfilah and say this broch, it's not b'kayim, it's Nesi'is Kapayim. It's b'shas avoideh, clearly from the Gemara in Soiter. So therefore, since the Yisrael is by the Chuppah, or is Erev Yom Kippur, or Erev Shabbos, it's not B'Shas Tefillah, it's nothing to do with the Baruch Nesi'is Kapayim of Damonish Gzut Baran Atam V'Lo Zorim.
Where did the Kohen Yichin in Mismikdish? Where did they all come inside? I wonder.
They had a Duchen, they had a special place in that Zorim. They had a special place.
Another beam in to go on. I don't know.
There was a beam there for them, yes.
There was a beam there?
Yes, yes. Yes, there was. Yeah? There was. Sorry?
The Gemara which
talked
about
the Rav Yosi,
was that with
Nesi'is
Kapayim?
Yes.
I'm
sorry, I didn't answer your question.
Was it just the
Amir,
or was it
with Nesi'is
Kapayim
as well?
What?
He lift up his
hands.
It's not written, he raised lift up his hand. He said, Ola Leduchen.
Ola, he went
up the
beam.
Some Achrayim answered the question. He was only Ola Leduchen, but he did not make the brocha. But there's still a problem, because there's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to get the brocha. Yeah. And since he was standing up there, he did not get the brocha. Sorry? Yes. Because it has to be ponim k'neged ponim.
They were outside.
It's another shmuz. I can't go into it now. I'll talk to you afterwards. It's going to be ponim k'neged ponim. So it's not so simple, that answer. So the bi'aloch is not satisfied. The Bi'aloch is not satisfied with that answer, that Yisrael is allowed to make the broch of Berachos Kaharim, Erev Yom Kippur, because of Shloimeh Shas Tefillah. Because the Bi'aloch says, we know there's a machloikis with the Tefillah Deraisa or Tefillah Derabbanan. Machloikis Rishonim. The Rambam holds Tefillah Deraisa. We learned of a Pesuk, Vavartim Hashem Elokeichem. And the Ramban holds Tefillah is not Deraisa, only Be'ez Tzoro. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Bi'aloch HaTanis, how can you say the mitzvah of Nesi'is Kapayim is bound to Tefillah? Nesi'is Kapayim, that is deraisa. Tefillah is not deraisa. Be'emes, it's not so simple, because the Mishkanes Yankov, one of the early Achroinim, Mishkanes Yankov uses this Tana against the Ramban. He says, the Ramban holds Tfilis the Rabbanan. How can the Ramban say Tfilis the Rabbanan? And see, Kapayim is man as the Raisa. And if this is Kapayim is the Raisa, it has to be B'Shas Avoida. If there's no doubling, how can there be B'Shas Avoida? The Karen Oira, the brother of the Mishkanes Yankov, goes even further. And he asks, not the Rambam. The Rambam holds Tefillah Deraisa. But what does the Rambam say in Tefillah Deraisa? The Rambam, Perik Aleph, Milchus Tefillah Loch Aleph, states that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to daven. It's not mugvel in Zman. It's not mugvel in Loshen. You can daven in any language, at any time, wherever you want to. So asks the Keren Oira, how can you say there's a mitzvah Nesi'is Kapayim min haTorah? B'Shas Avoida, there's no Nusach HaTefillah at all. So that the Achroinim answer already. The Rambam means there is no Chiyuv Nusach HaTefillah, but there's a Chiyuv to daven. Obviously, if 10 people get together and this person is davening Shmona Esra, it is called Avoida, and therefore you can do him. So the Emek Brocha brings B'Shem Reb Chaim Brisk even further. He says the Ramban holds there's no chiv min haTorah to tefillah. But, that means there's no chiv. But he says clearly, afilu lo the Ramban, If you daven, you mekayim a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If it's a mitzvah kiyumis, you can say the same answer, says the Hemek Brocha, that even though there's no chiyuv to daven min ha-Torah, but if 10 people get together and they daven, it is called avoida, and you can have the sis kapayim deraisa. So therefore, the answer that we gave, that the Yisrael can use Berachas Kohen when he wants to, because the Shleim Shas Tefillah, can stand. There is another answer given, and the Bi'ah Locha gives another answer, and the following answer we mentioned before: the Inyan Messias Kapayim, of lifting up the hands. The Bach is the first one who says that the Sis Kapayim, lifting up the hands, is Ma'akev. He uses it to answer the original question, how can Rabbi Yossi, how can Tosfos Liyoda Isma Liyoda Rabbi Ma Isi Yesh Bedova? The Isi is Atem V'Lezorim. So the Bach answers, he did it below the Sis Kapayim. So the Bi'ah Locha says, that is the answer here as well. Why and how can Yisroel bench his children, Erevim, keep with his Brochim Yerecho, because he does it without Nesias Kapayim. Interestingly, the Torah Tumima brings a Eidus, brings witness from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon in his time, there was a chuppah of one of his Talmidim, a gentleman called Rabbi Cheskel Lander, who was a Meretz Tzedek in Vilna, and the Torah Tumima brings a witness that the Vilna Gaon, by the chuppah, benched him with one hand. And people asked the Vilna Gaon, why do you bench with two hands? So the Vilna Gaon answered, Lo mitzinu shtei yodayim el b'koyin. We only find the broch of two hands only by a koyin. So the Vilna Gaon was makpid, since he was not a koyin, he didn't want to come into this problem, atam lezorim, so he did it with one hand. Nisht ala halt mazay. There are the possible hold you can do with two hands. Because I know, fathers, Erevim Kippur, have this predicament. Do we put both hands on our son's head or one hand? If you put one hand, it's zikher better, because we see that was a Gaon's minig. But if you do it with two hands, yes, shall be lismach. There are other authorities that say you could do it with both hands, either because you're not Mecham L'Shem, this is Kapayim, or like we say, Shloim B'Shas Tefillah. Sorry? Yes, lechore mu'umed, you've got to be standing. There are various things. Balailu, for instance, no sees kapayim. There are various things like that. I want to come to this point now. The question is, if you're missing one of the conditions of the sees kapayim, is there the klal of atam lezorim, yes or no? It depends on halacha late in the Gemara. Late in halacha. Sif Chov Zion. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara Shon Minayin LeKoyin Shayin LeDuchen. How do a Koyin who goes up to Duchen Shleyoyma, he shouldn't say, Hoyel V'Nosn L'Toyer Rishus L'Vorech. This Koyin is in a good mood. Hoyel V'Nosn L'Toyer Rishus L'Vorech. As Yisrael, Oisiv brocha achas mishali, I will add a brocha. Kegoyin Hashem Elokea v'yiseichem Yosef aleichem kochem. He'll want to add this brocha. Hashem Elokea v'yiseichem Yosef aleichem. Talmud loyim loisasifu ala dova. It's a bal toisif. As it's written in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kepatken Shulchan Aruch. I got those Naim L'Torah, Zalman Sarotskin asks, why does the Gemara bring this specific posik of Hashem Elokea v'seichim Yosef aleichem kochem erev pomim? Why does he say, how do you refer a Kohen wants to add the brocha, he can't add? Why does he have to specify this brocha? And he says an interesting thing. There's a Tosfos in Lulav HaGozel. The Tosfos in Lulav HaGozel says, what happens if you have, we have three adasim, two arovas. What happens if you have four adasim? You have a bal toisif? So Tosfos says in Lulav HaGozel that if you add the same meaning, you're not over bal toisif. If you add more than three adasim, more than two arovas, you're not over bal toisif. And it's brought down the Shittel Aluch. Tosfos in Lulav HaGozel says so. So it says those Naim L'Torah, here, when the Kohen says Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elipomim, he's not adding a new min of brocha. He's just saying the brocha of the Rebbeinu should be increased. So we would think in such a case there's no Issa. Kumash, even in such a case you're not allowed to. B'chol Oifen, in Sim Kuf Chav Ches Yiv Chozayim, it's passed in Kohen, Ein Rishal Hoysen, Vidat Yosef Al Shalosh Baruch Shem Baruch Skaanim. Comes along the Biha Locha, and he says, this is only B'shas, the Kohen is standing up there, B'nasiyas Kapayim, and with all the conditions. But afterwards, if he's gone down, it's not B'nasiyas Kapayim, there's no Issa, and he brings a Rashba like that. But the problem starts, he brings after the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, Ein ha-kayin ha-rishon b'chol mokm lo yisi bruch ha-shoy sh'apsukim k'n ha-shem l'kev v'seichem loy b'kol rom v'loy b'lachash. The Rambam adds two words, loy b'kol rom v'loy b'lachash. So we see from the din of kol rom is ha-locha in Birchus Kainim. The kayin will have to say in a loud voice. The Mishibura Paskin is a kayin who is hoarse, who cannot talk, should not go up l'duchim. It is ma'akev in Birchus Kainim. Em Elohem, ponim k'neged ponim, b'lel to various places. It has to be b'kayin Ram. The Rambam says that the kayin is over b'al toysif, afil after he's gone down. Afil it's b'kayin lachash. So if so, we do not need all the conditions of a Berachas Kaidit over Baal Toysif. If so, a Yisrael would also be over Atam Lezorim, but you haven't got the conditions of Berachas Kaidit. So I do not know if the answer of Nesis Kapayim, that the Yisrael does not lift up his hands, or he's sitting down, or it's by night, is enough to say it's not over this Atam Lezorim. Because you see from the Rambam, even Belachash the Kaidit is over Baal Toysif. And this brings us to an interesting problem. A normal thing, the Kohanim go up to Duchen, the first day of Shavuos, and everyone's in a good mood, and they come down, and they sang nicely, and they said the brochas, and everyone says, Yashikach. What does the Kohen say? He said, Bruchim to you. He said, how's he allowed to say Bruchim to you? I'm sorry? He's adding a brocha. The Ritzvi Pesach Frank asks this point. He asks, how is it allowed to say Bruchim to you? I'm sorry? Yeah, but according to the Rambam, the Rambam says clearly, you're not allowed to say Simon Kohen, Rambam Simon Lachash. That means even when the conditions of Birchus Kohen are not met, this is a Baal Toysif. If Belachash you are even, when you go to Nusra, what's the difference? One can make differences, but it's a question. You see, from the other Rishonim, we see you only have Baal Toysif when we have all the conditions of Birchus Kainim. But from the Rambam, you see not like, you see Belach as well. And they bring from Rav Zunel Kreis, was a good in Yerushalayim. He asks another question: the Kohanim, when they go down from Duchen, they say, "Rabbanu Shalom, Mosinu Masha Guzar Toleinu, Afa Ato Asimun Masha Omar Ta Ashkim and Kotshecho." He asks, what's this lesson? Osinu Masha Guzar Toleinu. We have done what you've been going on us. Shtetach, the Kohanim have to do it by Ahava, the Kohanim got with love. A Kohen who's a son is not allowed to do it. Why did the Kohen say, Osinu Masha Guzar Toleinu? So he answers, the Kohen wants to go up and he wants to give hundreds of brochas. Osinu Masha Guzar Toleinu, we had to cut down, we're only allowed to give these three brochas. Therefore we ask you should give the rest of the brochas. If so, this Kohen has declared, I finished Birchus Kohanim. If he's declared, I finished Birchus Kohanim, then he can say Bruchim to you. He can say Bruchim to you. I would like...
You can say it's adding on to the same brocha, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
You can say it's adding on to the Yavrecha Shem
Yishbechecha. Rechim
to you.
Interestingly, the Ur Sameach, the Ur Sameach gives another answer why he says, Osinu Masha Guzarto Leinu. He says like this, it's an Issa Shulchan Aruch to stand with your back to the Oron HaKodesh. It's an Issa to stand with your back to the Oron HaKodesh. So the Ur Sameach says, In Hilchas Tefillah, you can look it up, Hilchas Tefillah, a short piece. Sebek says, why does the Kohen use the Mashu Gezar Teleinu? Because he's standing with his back to the Oron HaKadosh. He has to do it because the Baruch says, Ponim connected Ponim. But he apologizes, Osinu Mashu Gezar Teleinu. You guys, we have to do it, therefore I'm doing it. Another Pshat Osinu Mashu Gezar Teleinu, I would like to refer you to Gemara in Chulin. There's a Gemara in Chulin Mem Tes, because Berchus Kahanim, the Yisraelim gets a brocha. What about the brocha for the Kahanim? The Gemara starts with the interesting notion, Rabbi Shmuel is Kahan and Messiah Kahan. Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen. It's a notion we see very places in Gemara, Kahan and Messiah Kahan. One Kohen helps another Kohen. Why was Rabbi Shmuel Kahan and Messiah Kahan? Titania, we learn, it's written, Kohen Sevarches B'nei Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Oime, Lomatnu Brocha Li Yisrael B'pi Kahanim. We see a mitzvah, the Kohanim should bench Klal Yisrael. Kohanim, Atzmam, Loilum, Madnu. How do you know the Kohanim get blessed? Keshuayime, Vani Avarchim. It's written, Vani Avarchim. Havayime, Kohanim, Avarchim, Yisrael. Vakudish Borchim, Avarchim, Kohanim. That's the Shitta of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kivayime, Lumadnu, Broch, Yisrael, Mepi Kohanim. How do the Rebbein Shalom agrees to the brocha which the Kohen have just given? Ask the Rabbi Kiva, broch the Kohen in Nolan, Omer Ablach Beitzchok, Mavarechecho, Vavarchum Mavarechecho. From the Posik in Lechcho, Bavrovinu, Vavarchum Mavarechecho. And then the Gemara asks, why did the Gemara start off Rabbi Shmuel's Kahana, Messiah Kahana? Because he added the bruch of the Kahanim. Rabbi Kiva also gave a bruch of the Kahanim. He gave from a different posik. Why is Rabbi Shmuel specifically Kahanim, Messiah Kahanim? So the Gemara answers, the Maikilel Berchus Kahan Bim Koim Berchus Yisrael, because he joins together the Berchus Kahan with the Berchus Yisrael. Now, Mr. Rabbi Akiva has to go to Parsha Lech Lecho Vavarchum Varachecho. Rabbi Shmuel has it in the same Parsha. What's the significance of this? Is the Marsha explains, because Vavarchum Varachecho refers to Goyim as well. Tosa says, if a Goy benches a Yid, he gets blessed. Vavarchum Varachecho. It's a much wider brocha. Masha'en Kain, Vani Avarcha is specifically for Kehanim. I'd like to give another answer. Pinchas Epstein gives another answer, and it brings a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, a question, can you force a Kohen to do Chen, yes or no? The Prima Godim passes a loch and says, Kuf Chavches, Kohen Fides a Kohen Lalas L'duchen. You can force a Kohen Lalas L'duchen. So the Mefarshim ask, how can you force, Rabbi Pinchas Epstein asks in his Sefer, how can you force a Kohen Lalas L'duchen? We've just learned in Gemara and Chulin that there is a reward for the Kohanim for Duchening, or from Vani Avarchem, or from Avarchem Varchecho. We are the Klalim Bovabasra, called Mitzvah Shemat Zchora Betzida, and Kaifnale. Kibudav is Matan Zchora Betzida, and Kaifnale. Ibanez, there's a Mishnah Lemelech. The Mishnah Lemelech in Per Gimel Hilchos Avot talks about the mitzvah of Hanukkah. What's the mitzvah of Hanukkah? If a person has an evidivri bisman beis hamikdash, there's a mitzvah that descends away after 6 years or by yovel, he has to give him from what the house was blessed. Bigarnecho, mitzoyncho, miyikvecho. Anything which gave brocha to the house, money doesn't have to give him. But something which have natural growth. There's a mitzvah to give. So the Mishnah Lemelech queries, can you force an Odin to give Hanukkah to his Eved? Lechatchele is toilet and two toisves, a toisves in Bava Basra, but the Gwar brings in Bava Basra that Amayr was kaif another Amayr to give Arba Meirzuz and Tzedukah. So Toisves asks, is the Chumat Nishchora Litzida? So the Rabbeinu Tam answers that he was only kaif in Bidvorim. He wasn't kaif attack, he was only kaif in Bidvorim. The Re answers, that this is three answers that, just a second, that Three answers, the terrace, that by Stukken there's a lav as well. No sikbet, since Yodcho, and since there's a lav, we only say a mitzvah, there's a lav, you are kaifer. So lechatchila, the Mishabelech wants to say, Behanuk, it's the same problem. Lot the first shitter that you are not kaif on stuck, you wouldn't be kaif on anoka. But Sheikin Lotteri, who says there is a lav, by anoka is also a lav, Lushashchenu Reikam. Then the Mishnah Melech comes on, he comes with a Chiddush, and he says like this. He says that there's a difference between Hanukkah and other mitzvahs. He says, by Tzedakah and by Kibbut Av, the reward is written by the mitzvah. It's written, Kabbid Esavich V'Semecho, Leman Yarich N'Yomecho. Rashi explains, what's the point of Matz Chor B'tzido? Since the Torah writes the reward next to the mitzvah, the Torah is telling us, your punishment will be, you won't get the reward. Mashenki by Hanukkah, there's a mitzvah of Hanuk Tanik, 5 psukim später, it's written, Yivrech Hashem Elokecho. It's not Matz Chor B'tzido. If so, let us return to Birchas Kohanim. Rabbi Yishmoel learned out the dinner, the kohenim are benched from the words Vani Avorchem. Vani Avorchem is written by the side of the bruch of Yerechecho. If so, it's Matz Chor B'tzido. If it's Matz Chor B'tzido, in kohen oleo. Mashenki Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns out of the posting of Avorchem Morochecho. Sitting half the Torah in Parshas Bereishis. That is not called Matz Chor B'tzido. Therefore, it can be kohen. I'm sorry? Yes. He will learn out of there. The Rambam passes like Rav Akiva that we learned out of Avrech Mvarchecho, so it's not Matan Schor B'tzido, so that the Prima Gurum passed it, you can be kaif on it. There, that is Pshat, Efsha, Osinu Masha Gozarto Leinu, because the Emes of Baruch we learn in the Gemara Chulin gives the Rebbeinu Shloilem. The Kohen is not forced, but he's doing what the Rebbeinu Shloilem says in order that the Rebbeinu Shloilem should give the Brocha. Bechlal, in the union of Birchas Kehanim, what the Brochas mean, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecho, there are various explanations given. There's a Moreh D'Kariches in the Medrash, all the things which are included in the Yivarecho, Yishmerecho, and Yoer, and so forth. The classical example is Yivarecho Hashem is Gashmias, Yivarecho Babonim, Berechosim. Yoer Hashem Ponim Belech V'Yuchaneku is Ruchnias, Moreh Atoyer, Yoer is Lechtikai Toyer. Yisr Hashem Ponim Belech V'Yosef Hasholem is means to combine them both, because it is very difficult to have a balance. Mitzadechot gashmistik brochas, mitzasheni spiritual brochas. V'yosem choshulam should give you the balance and the harmony to be able to combine them both. Similarly to what the Ramor writes in Asher Yotze, there's a beautiful explanation. The Ramor writes, what's mafli lasos? What is the wonder? The wonder that the Ramor says is that there's a physical person and there's a spiritual part to him. And to combine them both together and they should work in harmony, that is the mafli lasos. Similarly, that is the Bruch of Brech Skanim. But the question is, why does it start Koi Sevarchu? Koi, what's the Koi Sevarchu? Two explanations. The first explanation is the Bamsa says Kosvoch El Bnei Israel Em Elohem. It's written plural Loshin Rabbim. Then it's written Yivarech Hashem Loshin Yochid. Why is it written Yivarech Hashem Loshin Yochid? One explanation given is that we're now standing for Shavuos. Vayichen Sham Yisrael Neged Ohar Kish Echad Bnei Vechad. The whole Koyach of Klal Yisrael Kabbal the Torah was their actus, their unity together. Similarly, Berchas Kehanim can only be Chal when there's a unity. The Mugen of Rome brings from the Zohar, if a Kohen has a misunderstanding with somebody in the audience, it's Gefelich, he should not duchen. Because the Yisod is Be'ahavo, the love which the Tzibur and the Kohenim have with each other. So therefore, it's Yivrechu Hashem V'Yishmerecho, Tasti B'Bloshin Yochen. That is Koi Zavorches B'nei Yisrael. Another explanation, there's the Akedah, the Bal Akedah from the Kadmoinim. He explains, Yivrech Hashem, Kosovach Hespiro, Yivrech Hashem, Yishmerecho. The Tachlis of Avada, the Rebbe, the Rebbe comes from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But the purpose and the inyan of the kohen is he should point the way. Yivrechu Hashem, Yoer Hashem, Yiso Hashem. He's just pointing the arrow. The Rabbeinu Shalom should bench you with Ruchnis, he should bench you with Gashmis, he should bench you with all you need. Then, if you realize that, I would just like to end up with the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer goes on a slightly different tack. And he says, he asks the same question. We have the Berachos Kohanim, we have a bracha before Kosev Orches B'nei Yisrael, and we have the end with Soma Shmiel B'nei Yisrael. What does it mean? And the Chasam Sofer says like this. He says that basically, he teaches the basically, the brachos of Yivrecho are brachos of Gashmis. Yivrecho B'momayim Yishmerecho. Normally a person has a lot of material or possessions, they need to be guarded. Then Yis Hashem Punavlech V'Yichoneko, when a person has lots of possessions, there's jealousy, there's hatred, people look at him, the Rebbeinu should give him charm. And the last bracha, Yis Hashem Punavlech V'Yichosholem, is that a person has a lot of material possessions, he's never in peace with himself. He has worries, the dollar going up and the pound's going down and the import and the export and the taxes. The Rebbeinu should give him peace. Peace of mind. You should have peace of mind. So the Chasam Sofer says, you think this person has got oil in my house? He's got this wealth entirely in his pocket. The Chasam Sofer says, his life is empty. He gets up every morning to go to work and he comes home. But he's got no ambitions. He's got no goals. He's got nothing to look out, to look forward to. These things, these brochas, are not a means on their own. They're only a stepping stone for ruchnis, for the purpose of a person. So the Chasam Sofer explains, Kois Vorches B'nei Yisrael, talk to the Kohanim. You Kohanim should get up in front, and you who are the role models of ruchnis of Klal Yisrael, Yoyri Mishpotech L'Yakov Esrotzi L'Yisrael, the coin is the symbol of the model of a ruchnistic person, and he stands up and he benches them with gashmis. He's showing them the gashmis is only a keli, a way to get to Avodas Hashem. And if Klal Yisrael gets that message, the Somu as Shmi, the Kohanim with their own model, place my name al Bnei Yisrael v'ani avorchem, I will give them the ruchnistik brochas, who yiftach lebein v'sorosi v'osi bein avosi v'yerosai, we should all be able to come to Kabbalah Satayra v'leiv sholem.
How comes the Kohanim without all the soul, they're on the spot where they are, just turn around, it's not right, those people are behind them, not Yotze.
Yeah, behind them, not Yotze.